Hallelujah. And actually, the title for today's talk is Children of Glory. It was another title, but hopefully being obedient to the Lord, I've changed it to Children of Glory. If we can turn to 2 Corinthians 3:18. I think what I'm finding with life is it's all about the heart where God is concerned. It's all about our heart. How we respond to the Lord, how we respond to each other, it's all about what's in our heart. Where God's concerned, he doesn't want us to be fearful. He doesn't want us to be timid, especially when in communication with him. Especially when in relationship with him. Because of what Jesus done on that cross, we have a relationship. But God wants to bless us. God is for us. He wants us to succeed, to overcome. He wants us to be his joy. And fear has nothing to do with it whatsoever. Nothing. I just thought I'd mention that. So, 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. And we who, with unveiled faces, all reflect the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. I was a little bit hesitant when J. John was mentioning about using Greek words, because I have a Greek word. Thankfully, it doesn't mean go, because go does mean go. So, reflect the Lord's glory. It's something else I've come to learn about God is I want to give a definition God's glory. But actually, what is it about trying to define God? You know, we're not meant to put him in a box. You can't comprehend who God is in a sense of almightiness, awesomeness, you know, the creator who creates something out of nothing. You know, if you can get your head around that, then please let me know. So when I say definition, you know, it's just a great, better understanding that I have of God's glory. I'm sure the more I get to know him, the greater I will have on that definition. The glory of God is the infinite beauty and greatness of God's manifold perfections. You'll say it again. The glory of God is the infinite beauty and greatness of God's manifold perfections. Because it doesn't matter what God does, it's perfect. Whatever it is he has in mind, it's perfect. When he called us into his presence, it was a perfect plan. It was a perfect desire. It was a perfect love. So how does that affect us? Reflect. Our and my behavior reflects the Lord's glory inside out. Ephesians 2:22, and in him we too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives. It's the system he has in place that he works in our lives from the inside out. That's why it's always from the heart first. This body is like the utensil we have. The way we express ourselves, it doesn't matter if it's with God or without God, it will always be from our heart. God wants us to express his love. He wants us to express the greatness of who he is to a fallen world. And the only reason we can do that is because somebody did it to us. What do I mean by that? Somebody either prayed for us, they gave us a word of knowledge, because we are children born of God. That's not our decision. It's not we were born of, you know, we didn't come to God because of our own decision. We are born of God. He is the one that gave us that desire. He is the one that gave us the way, is what I'm trying to say. In Isaiah 6:3, it talks about the seraphs crying, "Holy, holy is the Lord Almighty." And the next thing that they say is this: "The whole earth is full of his." That's exactly it. It's full of his glory. Not holiness, it's full of his glory. And here we are to reflect that glory. It's from the inside out. When the sun shines and reflects off of a car, it's shining and reflecting from the outside. God always works from the inside out. That's who we are. Being transformed into his likeness. Transformed. Now this is my Greek word. Thankfully it's the word metamorphos. So it's a safe word to use. It's not a word that is actually used in the Old Testament. It is used in the New Testament to describe the transfiguration of Jesus in Matthew 17:2, Mark 9:2. And Paul also describes it in Romans 12:3 to tell us that we are being transformed by the renewing of our minds. Now that can only be done through God in us, through the Holy Spirit working in us. And as has already been explained, it's also down to the choice we have. If we're not into this on a daily basis, we're actually starving ourselves. We're starving ourselves of the Word of God. This is the Word of God that helps us on a daily basis to fill that heart with the goodness of God, transforming our minds. Moses, being in the Lord's presence, his face reflected the Lord, the glory of God. And it did fade over time. So when we say Moses being in the presence of the Lord, Exodus 33:11 says that he met face to face with God. I mean, you know, God called him friend. That is awesome. And through Jesus Christ, we are a friend of God. But we reflect his glory in a different way. It doesn't diminish. It shouldn't diminish. The glory that we reflect increases. That's what it says. The Lord's glory being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. So what is this likeness? To resemble godly attributes. For man was created in righteousness and perfect innocence, a reflection of God's holiness. Adam and Eve were the perfect personification, that word just come to me, of God. So I'm going to use that word. Personification. Okay. Adam and Eve were perfect. in all their ways. They still had a choice, and in that moment, they made a wrong choice. The difference for us today is through Christ Jesus, we are set free from that choice. That is great news. So the choices that we make today, I know I don't always get it right, but I can come back to the cross. I can say, sorry, Lord, please forgive me for being stupid. Because basically that's what I have a tendency to do. And he does. And hopefully I learn from being stupid. Yes. So in Matthew 10:6, Jesus himself said, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Innocent as doves. It's an amazing analogy in a sense. Because dove is also what alighted on Christ Jesus in the form of the Holy Spirit. So when we go about our business, in that moment, we need to be in step with the Holy Spirit. The more we're in step with the Holy Spirit, the more we surrender our lives to the Holy Spirit, the easier our decisions are. I hope that I'm getting to the place where my life is like an open book. An open book to God in a sense that I am confident that however scary the situation, however large the mountain may look, he is there with me. He is there to help me overcome. He is there to be the hammer upon the rock. Ever increasing glory. Should we turn to 2 Chronicles? 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and that will be verses 1 to 3. When Solomon finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The priests could not enter the temple of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled it. When all the Israelites saw the fire coming down and the glory of the Lord above the temple, they knelt on the pavement with their faces to the ground, and they worshipped and gave thanks to God, saying, He is good. His love endures forever. Now our body is that new temple. So that means that glory has filled our body. That glory is ever increasing because we allow it to. Because we hunger and thirst for the truth. It is nice when we are able to witness to those who don't know Christ. But here are a few words of encouragement of who we are, what it is that makes us tick or should do. We are a new creation in Jesus. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Because of that, we are righteous. Romans 5 and verse 1. As has already been said, we are children born of God. That's John 1:13. We are a chosen people. 1 Peter 2 and 9. And you can find the royal priesthood and the holy nation in the same verse. A holy nation. What does that mean? We are actually part of a holy nation. Just because there are a few of us here in this place doesn't mean that we are isolated, that we are alone. All around the world, we have the same God. We worship the same God. We come to the same Christ. We glorify the same Jesus. For he is the only way to God. One we all reflect the Lord's glory. Let's turn to Romans 8. Romans 8 and verse 30 says, "And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." Now there's a tense on the word which shows on glorified that our future glorification is so certain that it can be said, it is accomplished. Now, isn't that awesome? Because God already predestined it. Hallelujah. We are good news. We are a living, walking good news. That's the reflection. That's the reflection that we are. We live, we breathe the glory of God. And it is so. This is what we want to be thinking of ourselves when we're walking down that road. This is the way we want to be, not in boastfulness, not in arrogance, unless we're boasting about God, but just knowing who we are is sometimes enough that people notice the difference in the way you walk, in your mannerisms. Andrew Womack gave a little testimony about when he was in Poland just before the wall came down. And he was saying that he had an interpreter because he didn't speak Polish. But he was walking around and he soon gathered a crowd because people going, "American, American, American." So he thought the next day he'd try something different. He wore Polish clothes. He didn't have his cowboy boots on. And he just started walking around again. And sure enough, after time, people were coming up saying, "American, American, American." So he turned around to his interpreter and says, "How do they know that I'm American?" So the interpreter said this. He said, "It's because you look up. It's because you view what's around you. These people, they're all subservient." He said, "But I didn't say anything." He said, "You don't need to say anything. It's the way your character, you stand in confidence." That's what I'm trying to get across, you know? When you know the Lord, we stand in confidence of who we are. I'd like to close with this. So, in a sense, I've been talking about those who know Christ. So, if there is somebody here who doesn't know the Lord is calling. Today is a good day to give your life to Christ, because he will give you that freedom. He will give you that confidence. He will give you peace. He will set you free from your sin. The Lord is good and he loves you. You need to know that if you don't know Christ. But for those of us who believe, I wrote this down. We are increasingly becoming more and more the outward manifestation of God's love. That's who we are. We are the children of God. We are the children of glory. How we respond is what we put in our heart. God wants his love to be the expression that we serve up today. Amen. So if the band would like to come up, because it is that time already, I shall pray. If anyone, for whatever reason they feel, they want to come forward because they've just felt the Lord was talking to them and they want prayer, it's always good to be prayed for. What did J. John say? Prayer, care, and share. So Heavenly Father, we just lift up your word. We lift up your word to you. And I ask that your word would bring life into our hearts. Help us to be the overcomers you have called us to overbe. Help us to be the overcomers you have called us to be. And allow us to express your love, your glory in us in ever increasing moments. In Jesus' name, amen.